Everything I do is with my mom looking over my shoulder. So I know it's going to go further because the way she was so proud about it. So, and these are all the stories that she told us growing up. And I'm her oldest daughter, second oldest child. And so anyway, mom was raised at the orphanage. Her mom passed away when she was probably five. We always thought it was four or five. So now that we know that she might have been born in 1901, that she was actually five. And then her dad died when she was eight. So she stayed at the orphanage permanent from then on. She spoke Spanish, because by that time all the natives in the area, they had already not allowed them to speak their native language. So she spoke Spanish. She was born in Pleasanton, and that's where our people were from. And she was put in the orphanage in Mission San Jose, run by the Dominican Sisters. And the orphanage was behind the St. Mary of the Palms convent, Catholic convent, and parochial school for the rich people. So they had an orphanage in the back run by the Dominicans. So my mother was put in the orphanage when she was half orphan, because they actually have it marked on the records, half orphan. And it has her, it's Indio, Indian, the Latin word for Indian. Didn't have my grandfather's race, but it did have her as an Indio. So I guess they had to specify that. And then when she went into the school, she spoke Spanish. So that language was taken away from her. And she said she used to cry, and she missed her dad, and she missed her mom, and she missed her brother. So it was really a sad life. And now when I meet all natives that went into the boarding schools and the orphanages, it's all the same story. You know, that they were forced away or put away. And I know that from my mom's mouth. So my mom was very educated, never signed up to register to vote, because when she was young, she wasn't allowed to, because she always said she was Indian. And they weren't considered citizens of the United States. So she never voted, but she always voiced her opinion, because she said, we were here first, and we're going to say what we have to say about this country and who runs it. So she didn't care. She would voice her opinion about everything. So my children have always known that they were California Indians. And my mom used to tell us California Indians, because they called us Mission Indians, Costanoan. She even registered us as Digger Tribe, because she went to get her affidavit of her birth from one of the ranchers in Livermore. He knew all the natives, because a lot of them worked for him. In fact, my grandfather, the red-headed Spaniard, worked for Mr. Wobb. He was a big rancher, well-known man. But he remembered her parents. So he's the one that pinpointed her birth almost to the year. He gave a 16th day of June, but he said 1902. So we're thinking it was 1901. When we were babies, and when she was young, she used to tell all her family, you're Indians, you're not Mexican, you're Indians. Our mother was an Indian. Just, she says, always speak up and tell people who you are, where you came from, and always be proud of that part. Because this was your country before anybody ever came here. Because we go back for, she used to say hundreds of years, but come to find out in all the digs and everything else that they have, the burial sites, we've been here for thousands of years. This was our land. She was an awesome lady.